Good morning, good morning, good morning. Wake up, wake up, wake up. Come on now, the Lord is good. He is worthy. Come on now, he is worthy. Come on, somebody just begin to magnify the Lord just because he's worthy. Come on now, on this awesome Friday morning. Come on, this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Come on now, can someone just give God a praise? If you know that the Lord has been good to you, come on now, if you know that if it had not been for the Lord that was on your side, oh my God, that you might have been swallowed up. If you know, come on now, if you know that because of the goodness of the Lord, you are where you are right now. It's because of his goodness. Oh, come on, somebody. It's his goodness. It's his goodness. Come on now. It's his goodness. Come on now. Wherever you are, you might be on your job. You might be at home. You might be at the gym getting ready to do a workout. Listen, Paul said, work out your salvation, your own salvation in the Lord. Come on now. Hey, glory. Come on now. You better lift up your hands and just begin to give him praise. Glory, come on now, hey, shake. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Hallelujah, Father, we bless you. Father, we magnify you. Hallelujah. Father, we give you glory, honor, and praise. Devil, we serve you and notice that no weapon formed against us will prosper. Hallelujah, come on. No weapon formed against you will prosper. I'm going to say it again because somebody's been going through some things. Hallelujah. Come on, you've been going through some things and you've been saying, Lord, I'm crying out, I'm praying, I'm sowing my seed. Hallelujah. But the Father says this morning that it will not prosper against you. You will finish what you started. Oh my God, my God. I don't know who, oh my God, you better get this morning. Ah, glory. Woo, my God, my God, my God. Come on now. Hey, glory, come on, now lift up your hands. Father, I thank you. Less of us, more of you, none of us, all of you. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that this atmosphere has been cleansed by the blood of Jesus. This atmosphere has been energized by the anointing, the yoke-destroying, burden-removing power of God. Ah, glory, I declare and decree, hey, shatiraba, oh my God, that healing, salvation, and deliverance shall come forth from this word. Ha, glory, hisha. Oh, my God. Oh, I'm trying to get somebody with me today. Oh, my God, my God, my God, my God, my God. Hey, glory, 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 glory. Come on now, just begin to magnify his name. Hey, glory, hisha. Woo, that's it. Somebody's giving him praise. Somebody, your praise. It will be because of your praise, your praise, your praise, your praise. Hallelujah. Come on now. Your praise, your praise. It'll be because of your praise. Hallelujah. Hey, broko eshataraba. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Listen, good morning, Corey. Listen, I want to welcome everyone. Good morning, Dropstick. I want to welcome everyone to the Early Morning Daily Bread with me, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryan of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the word of God. Now, what you hear this morning is not going to be my opinion, but it shall be the word. Because the Bible says, in the beginning was the word. The word was with God, and the word was God. Now, listen. Then he said in verse 12, to those that receive him, the word, he gave to them, those that received him, the power to become the sons of God. Now listen, I'm here to tell you this morning. Oh, well, it might sound strange, but you're not a servant, you're a son of God. Oh, see? Oh my God, see, that's gonna mess with some people. But I thought we're supposed to serve God. No one in the Bible did God tell us to serve him. He said that we should worship him, we should praise him. We should honor him and glorify him and magnify him.
But he didn't create us as servant slaves. He created us as his offspring, his divine ones, his divine descendants, our glory. Oh, my God, my God. Hey, come on. That's right, Chet and Martha. It is so. Someone type, I receive it. It is so. And let's go to the word. Amen. Here we go. Father, less of me, more of you, none of me, all of you. Father, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords that none of your word would fall to the ground. And we'll be ever so careful to give you the glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Now listen. Good morning, Doug and Donna. Good morning. That's right. Now listen. If I say something, I got to show you in the word so that way we can get to this word of a course. Listen. I'm here to encourage you. Woo! I'm here to encourage you that you are not. Now listen. He is God. Okay? He is Jehovah. Okay? But he is Abba. He is Elohim. He is the Father in your life first. Oh, come on, somebody. He's Daddy. First, our glory. He's the Father who is the omniscient God who, our glory, shows his love by flexing his power in your life. Come on, somebody. I wish I had somebody with me today. Our glory, he is. Okay. So you don't believe me. Okay, let's go to, okay. Just so that way we can put it in the proper perspective and make sure that we are being, using the proper exegesis, okay? Let's go to, okay, first of all, so that way you'll know that you weren't created as a slave servant, okay? Here we go. Go to Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Come on now, Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Someone type, I'm a son, it is so. Come on now. And ladies, you know when I say a son, it has nothing to do with gender, but it has to do with your covenant birthright inheritance as a descendant from God. Hey, glory, Genesis chapter 1. Look at verse 26. Come on, you ready? Come on now. I'm a son, it is so. Come on now. Here it is. Verse 26. And God, Elohim, said that, that's what this word God is. Now, remember, this was translated or transliterated from high glory, the Hebrew, into the different languages. And it eventually came into the King James English version, okay? And Elohim said, let us, he's not schizophrenic, it was the Father, the Word, which was the Son, Christ, and it was the Holy Spirit having a meeting. And Elohim said, let us make man. This word man is Adam. That's why he said, and God called him Adam. He was man because he was mankind in our what? Image. Okay. He let us create mankind. How glory. Our offspring. How? In our image. In other words, with the same stuff we're made of. Because God is a spirit, okay? Let us make man in our image and after our likeness. Now, this word likeness means he'll be able to act like us. He'll be able to do the same things as us. How do we know? Jesus said, the works I do, you shall do, and greater works than these. And if Jesus was the Son of God, and if I can do the same works and greater works, I must be the Son of God also. Oh, my God. Woo, my God, but hold on, let me just prove it. And let them, more plural, okay, this is you, point to yourself and say, he's talking about me. Let them have what? Dominion, ruling authority. So your first act of the kingdom, your first distinguishment as being a divine one is you have ruling ruling authority. Ruling authority. Come on now. Woo, my God, you've got ruling authority. You were created to rule. Woo, my God, ruling. I'm just typing this in for Instagram. Come on now. Ruling authority. He said, first of all, God took a part of his spirit and created us. Then he gave us his ruling authority over what? The fish, the fowl, the cattle, over all the earth. You've got ruling authority over all the earth. Anything that comes in and out of the earth, God created it for you to be ruler over. This is why Jesus is called the King of Kings, oh my God, and the Lord of Lords. Why? Because the first thing he gave you was dominion, ruling authority. So God, Elohim, created mankind how? In his own image. So you were created in the image of Elohim. So this is why you are a little Elohim, okay? In the image of God created he him. Okay, ladies, male and female created he what? Them. And he blessed who? Them. He gave you his spiritual empowerment to prosper and be successful. So number two, then he blessed you. Woo, my God. You are blessed. Someone type, I'm blessed. Woo, my God, you better get this morning. High glory. Glory, he shot it about. Come on now, get it. Oh, this is it. Someone type, I'm blessed. Come on now, I pray that you shared the broadcast. Come on now. I'm blessed, you're blessed. So he blessed you. And then he said unto you, here was the commandment. Be fruitful and multiply. Be fruitful and multiply, woo, and replenish the earth and what? Subdue it and have dominion. Woo. This is right. So now you're blessed. So that means you were created to prosper and be successful. It doesn't matter what it looks like in the natural. That's going to be your outcome. Remember, he said, and I believe it's Jeremiah or Isaiah. I believe it's Jeremiah. I hasten my word, or I watch over my word to perform it. Okay, so now. Okay. Let's take it deeper. You ready? Psalms 82. Come on now. Psalms 82. Someone type, it is so. Come on now. I'm just taking you through the word so that way you'll know that it's not my opinion. It was his purpose for you to not be a slave servant, but to be a descendant of kingdom royalty. Oh, my God. Woo, my God. Psalms 82, verse 6. Now, listen, if something hits you in your spirit this morning, you better remember how I was teaching you earlier in the week. When something touches you, then you sow a seed. High glory, you sow a seed. Whether it's into the ministry, high glory, come on now. Or into the Cash App. Why? Because when you do that, you show God and the devil that you agree and that it is so, okay? The website, PayPal, the Zelle, okay? Or you use my personal Cash App at $ProphetBryant2023, okay? You use High Glory, Hey Glory, the 8888 or the 100-8888 or the 224, which is the 2024 seed, or you can also use the 2024, which is that. Okay, so now, let's get back to this. Okay, now remember. Okay, so now, look at verse 6. I have said, past tense. This is Psalms 82. Come on now. I have said, past tense. Are you getting this? Psalms 82. Psalms 82. I have said, you are, present tense. Woo! So what he was saying is, I already said, remember the promises of God are yes and amen. So I already put into the universal law of the universe that you are God's. little e Elohims, okay? Rulers, judges, the divine ones. Oh my God, God-like ones. Woo, my God. He shot Teraba. And all of you, okay? And all of you. See, I didn't say this. David said this. Or Asaph, one of the prophets of David. And all of you are children, offspring of who? The Most High. El Elyon. He is El Elyon, the Most High God. So remember, he gave you dominion, his ruling authority. That is El Elyon. Oh my God. So now you're walking in the power and the dunamis, the authority of Elohim and El Elyon. Oh my God. There are everything in the earth should obey you and your voice, because it's not your voice or your word, it's his. Oh my God. Someone type, I receive it. It is so. See, you got to get this in your spirit today. Hey, glory, here's shot. Woo, my God, see, you're going to understand why you're out of debt. You're going to understand why all of a sudden you're going to, listen, before you have a chance to sow seed, checks and things are coming in the mail. Someone on here is getting ready to, yes, I receive that, Lord. Someone's getting ready to receive, who is either watching right now or watching on the replay. High glory, there is, a $30,000 seed or harvest that was supposed to come to you 2 years ago that's going to come now in this season, so that way you'll know that that he is God, and that because of seed time and harvest is why it's coming in your life. Someone type, I receive it. It is so. Woo, someone's got, oh my God. Oh, I just heard that someone's going to get back pay or a reward or a back pay or because of the IRS took too much money from you, you're going to get a refund from the IRS. Oh my God. Someone type, I receive it. It is so. See, so he says that you are gods. I have said you are gods and you are all children of the Most High. Now, I know what you're saying. High glory. Well, prophet, that is the new, that is the Old Testament. Okay, but I'm a New Testament Christian. I'm a New Testament believer. Oh, come on now. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Okay, here we go. Just for you New Testament souls, go to John chapter 10. Come on now. If I show you in the word, you believe it and receive it, because it's not my word. It's not my opinion. John chapter 10. And we're going to start at verse 30. Come on now. Woo, my God. Oh, my God. Check this out. I want you to see this. This is Jesus teaching, because in my Bible, it's in red letters. I and my Father are one. Verse 30. Then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. Jesus answered them. They didn't say nothing. They picked up stones to kill him. He answered their actions. He answered what they were doing. Jesus answered them, many works, many good works have I shown you from my Father. Okay. Notice how he doesn't say God. From my Father, for which those works do you stone me? And the Jews answered him, saying, for a good work, we don't stone you, but for blasphemy, and because you, being a man, maketh thyself God. They couldn't comprehend, because they couldn't get the understanding in their spirit that they were not humans, they were gods. They were little Elohims. You, being a man, maketh thyself God. Jesus answered them, is it not written in your law? Now, this word law was not the word law, it was Torah. And I said, you are gods. And if he called them gods unto whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken. Someone type, I receive it. It is so. Come on now. His shot. Oh, my God. If you're getting something this morning, somebody give me some likes. Somebody give me some little likes up there. Give me some hearts up here on Instagram. Come on now. Oh my God, you are God. You are his divine ones, his direct children, his, listen. In the legal system, legally, a father has to pay child support for his children. Your prosperity and wealth in your life is the support of God, making sure that you prosper and be successful. That's why when you sow seed, God makes sure that when you give, Jesus said it like this, give and it shall be given. Come on now. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give unto your bosom. Come on now, you getting something this morning. High glory. I want you to get this morning, because the devil is a liar. You are the direct descendants of Elohim. You are a child of God. You are our glory. You have been given dominion and authority from Elohim and El Elyon to be ruling authority over the earth. Now it's time for you to walk in your inheritance and your wealth and abundance. Come on, lift your hands. Father, I thank you, Lord God. You said, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Now listen, 3 John 2, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Genesis 8, 22, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. See, when you understand how glory that you were created to be successful. You were created to prosper and be wealthy. You were created to walk in divine health. See, your seed time is the time and period of planting seed or investing in the kingdom consistently. The harvest is the manifestation of the fruit or the high glory, the wealth from your seed sowing. So how do you do it? Two ways. You can sow it into the ministry. Okay, he said, bring your tithes, okay? So your 10%, okay? That's what a tithe means, okay? So you can use the website, www.restoredministriesint.org, and you can use the PayPal there. You can use the Zelle and go from your account into the ministry account by using our Gmail at restoredmintl@gmail.com. Now, if you want to get more above and beyond, then you sow the teruma. The teruma is what you sow into the hand of the priest, the hand of the prophet. Ezekiel 44:30. The first of all your first fruits of every sort of every oblation or teruma shall be the priest. You shall also give the priest the first of your dough, that he, the priest, the prophet, may cause or may declare or may prophesy the blessing of the Lord to rest in your house. And you do that by sowing your seed personally into my Cash App at $Prophet Brian 2023. You can also use my Zelle or my PayPal. It's right there on the screen. But sow your seed right now. Come on now. You can use this. You can use the glory, the 8888 or the 18888. You can use the the 224, which is the 2024 seed or the 2024 seed, and sow it, but get your seed into the ground. You cannot receive a harvest without first sowing seed. No seed, no harvest. Father, I thank you. Your word says that as the prophet, I can declare the blessing to rest in their house. I can declare the blessing to rest on, in, and around their house. Father, as they sow seed, you said, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not stop. I declare and decree unending, perpetual, and consistent harvest, wealth, prosperity, health, and favor, and the greater in and on their life. Father, from the north, south, east, and west, woo, supernatural favor, supernatural intervention. Right now, I declare Proverbs 10:22, the blessing of the Lord will make them rich and add no sorrow. I declare and decree Woo! The blessing of the Lord rests in and on their house. The blessing of the Lord. Woo! My God, my God. Hey, somebody's receiving it right now. Oh, my God, I felt that the blessing of the Lord, your prosperity, your wealth, your success, you shall prosper and have good success, saith the Lord. Woo! Oh, my God. And as they sow the seed, as they sow, Father, you said that God loveth a cheerful giver. Father, give them the 100-fold, the 60-fold, and the 30-fold in Jesus' name. I want to thank you for joining in. Listen, don't miss Sunday morning, the hour of power with me and our prophet Tanya Bryant. Glory, listen, we're going to be going deeper into this because all this season, we're going to be teaching you how to prosper and be successful in the kingdom of God. God never meant for us to be poor. He never meant for us to not have enough. He said your cup would run over. This is your season of being wealthy and blessed to be a blessing. We'll see you then.